Hello?
Hello, can I speak to Amy, please?
It is, yes.
It's Jane Rhodes here. I'm phoning from a research company in Leamington Spa. You recently did a survey for us.
Yeah, I forwarded it back the other day.
Well, we've actually received it, but there's quite a few of the boxes that are left blank, so I need to go through them with you.
All right.
Now, it's got down here that you spend quite a lot of money on perfumes and smellies. Is that right?
Yeah.
Right. Is that a problem that you have, or...?
No, I haven't.
You haven't got any problems. No one's told you you've got any smelling problems. No hygiene problems, BO problems?
Never been notified of it.
Now, how would you describe yourself?
Medium height and about average.
Is that being polite? Can anyone verify that? You're not like a minger or anything?
just my sister, I suppose.
Is she a minger?
No, not really.
Oh, does she get all the men then?
Well, she does more than what I did at her age. She goes out a lot more to get about a bit.
Do you have a boyfriend?
I have, yeah.
And what does he think? Does he look at other women when you're out?
Not that I've noticed.
and do you stay over there?
Yeah.
So were you staying over at his when on these tick boxes that
I
are blank?
I would say Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Oh, and you were just asleep?
Yeah, most of the time.
You've got down as well that you've got quite a lot of children, is that right?
It's been not many, I work in a nursery.
Oh, it just looked like you had absolutely hundreds of children.
It sounds a bit dodgy.
Yeah, because you were buying lots of cheap perfume and lots of smellies. You were out every night. And then you had, like, hundreds of children.
Sound like a prostitute.
Yeah, a street corner's familiar to you.
No, not really. May pay better than this, though.
Okay, I'm just going to put you on hold 2 seconds.
Okay. Just use a lot of the time your boxes are blank. You're saying all you do is sleep. I was like, yes. Are you sure even when you're there? I'm like, oh, my God, you want to see? It looks on the phone like you've got a lot of children. And you don't do anything in the evenings apart from, well, me for children. Bunch of feet. I better shut up in case she comes back. The writing up case.
Hello, Amy.
Hello.
Hi, sorry, I was just checking with my supervisor there. Now, she said, we've got a partner, obviously we do research for lots of different companies. Now, would you be willing to go through some details on an Ansimers survey, but you would have to go into sexual details?
Yeah, you can do.
They will ask what types of positions that you like to do things in.
All right. I don't know, it just varies.
And is there anything you wouldn't do?
I don't know, I'm pretty open-minded, really.
Do you ever use toys from Ansimers?
Well, I haven't as yet, but I think we probably would.
Do you like dressing up?
Yeah. We've done French maids. We did that one. She just worked out what I'm talking about.
Oh, is your friend a bit prudish?
No, she just doesn't get it very often.
Oh, maybe she needs to fill in an answer, Miss
Christina. I think she probably would, actually. She doesn't really get much of us. I don't think you get many answers off her.
Can I ask a couple of more questions just for one of our partners? Metro Radio?
Oh, yes.
Have you ever been on the radio before?
I have, yeah.
Oh, when was that then?
I think it was about February.
Have you ever been on a wind-up before?
We got my friend on a wind-up.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
So really, you should have saw this wind-up coming then.
Oh, my God!
Good morning, Amy.
Hello.
Tony Horn in the morning.
Lovely. Yeah, I thought we're serious.
Amy, did you really have no idea whatsoever?
No, I thought I'm going to get some free vouchers. Oh, my God. Who set it up?
It was Andy.
Wait till I get a hold of him. I'm going to kill him.
Have you got a message for Andy?
I'll get him back.
Well, we now know a bit more about you, Amy.
Oh, I'm a respected person. Well, I was.
You've been very entertaining.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.